The Mobility MEC for the Provincial Government of the Western Cape, Ricardo McKenzie, joins me on the line now. Ricardo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me ahead of this Easter weekend.
Are we seeing numbers of people leaving the Western Cape already, making their way to the Eastern Cape, to the Northern Cape, Gauteng and other provinces to go and spend Easter with family?
Yes, we are. I just left my two offices next to the road, so I've managed to find a space where I can come and do the interview. So we are seeing already an increase of numbers of people leaving Cape Town. I just came across the mountain about an hour ago from Somerset, and you could see a definite increase of numbers of cars leaving the Western Cape. So we're already seeing, so we're asking people, please leave early, put in additional time if you can, so you don't have to speed and overload and, see inconsiderate behavior because people want to get there on time late tonight.
Are there areas or routes particularly that law enforcement is going to be concerned about over the exodus and I suppose when people start making their way back maybe on Sunday or Monday?
Well, generally when you see the exodus happen, obviously on the N1 or the N2, because those are the biggest routes of people needing to get to the Eastern Cape or to any other parts of the country, but those are generally your biggest routes of people exiting, particularly starting from early this morning until late at night. So we're asking people to please be patient, please add an additional hour, stop for coffee if you can, stop every 200 kilometers or when you're tired, because we know when additional vehicles on the road, sadly, more crashes happens.
Yeah, no doubt an increase in the number of law enforcement deployed, and you'll be working alongside the municipalities and the city of Cape Town on the major routes outside, going out of the Western Cape.
Yes, indeed. We have our full force on the road. We have been the last few days have seen an increase from our own teams on the road. They'll continue to be on the roads, and we are working with municipalities, not only the city of Cape Town, but all our neighboring and our municipalities up to the border of the Western Cape. We also have inter-provincial corridors. We have a joint operation across the weekend with our colleagues from the Northern Cape and N7 Ferndale, because we know people go in and out of the province. So we can't do it on our side only. We have to do it with our colleagues on the other side of the border to ensure people travel safely in and out of our respective province. So we have joint operations as well.
And what are the objectives of those joint operations, I wonder, Ricardo? Obviously, it's to monitor the fact that Africa Milano, who's driving his vehicle, is driving according to speed, he's driving a roadworthy vehicle, he's driving with a valid driver's license. Beyond that, what else are you looking for when you are having roadblocks along the route?
What we're looking for also, there is a tendency, obviously, as you know, Africa Milano people transport goods and goods across the province. So when you have this inter-provincial roadblocks, there's a consistency and standard of what we are looking for. So when Africa travels from the Northern Cape to the Western Cape, the standard of service, we're trying to provide the same service so that you don't transport X amount of goods and suddenly on the other side, there's a different set of rules for you. So you're trying to standardize that. So when the punishment you get in the Northern Cape, if I can put it that way, is the same you can expect in the Western Cape. So that joint operations help us to monitor, look, share resource, and also Home Affairs is a key partner in this. So the individuals that needs to be checked for documentation get checked on both sides of the border. But the key objective is to apply the same set of rules that our officers, 50 kilometers on this side or on the other side, even 5 meters on the left or the right side, have the same set of rules. And that's a key thing for so the African knows the same traffic rules and roles will apply.
Yeah. If I happen to have an extraordinary number of outstanding warrants that I've perhaps been ignoring and I'm stopped on one of the roadblocks, will law enforcement have me arrested, take my car off the road, or is that outside of the purview for this weekend?
That's outside of the purview, but law enforcement can take you to the nearest police station. At these integrated roadblocks, our South African police services, are part of these integrated roadblocks, but they will take you to your nearest police station.
Absolutely. And of course, the regular warnings that you issue, no doubt, time and time again, as you say, stop regularly, make sure that you are well rested.
Don't speed, please.
And lights, actually. It's the one thing I always marvel at how people can drive long distances with only one headlight working. It just doesn't make sense to me.
That is a big thing. You need to be seen. Everyone needs to be seen, including our pedestrians. And one of the big lessons that we learned in Africa, over the festive season, one of the big issues was pedestrians. So our core focus now as well will be focusing on pedestrians, because pedestrian safety is a big thing for us. But we do see pedestrians, people, unfortunately, people walk and drink, people don't cross where they should be crossing. And if you have a driver, as you indicated, not using their lights, between somebody walking and drinking, a driver not using that light, it's a terrible combination. And that's where we see the increase of death, sadly, amongst pedestrians specifically.
Yeah. Mobile phone usage is also a big issue when one is driving long distances.
Mobile phone usage, distracted drivers. I've seen it myself. I spent 10 days with our traffic teams on the road in December. The amount of individuals distracted whilst driving the vehicle, it's scary. People that are tired on the road, one of the massive truck accidents that we saw in December crashes was because a driver admitted immediately after that particular crash, he was tired because he drove from another province. It is sad to see that people do not stop when they're tired. So people using their mobile phones, people not putting on the seatbelt, people have children sitting on the passenger side, on mommy's lap or on daddy's lap without a seatbelt. When we stopped this vehicle, these cars had roadblocks, you know, some of us, including myself, had to reprimand these parents to say, it is not okay, it is not cool to have your child sit in front without a seatbelt. It is dangerous and reckless, and the risk of that child dies increases tremendously. So these are simple actions we all can take to ensure that we have a nice, joyous, and safe Easter weekend with our families.
Ricardo, let me ask this as a parting question, and it's slightly outside of your purview, but I'll ask it anyway. Around these sort of big, long weekends, a lot of the focus and the resources happens to be focused on the national roads and the provincial roads. What about city roads? Will there still, as far as you know, be operations in the city of Cape Town from Metro Police to make sure that for those of us who are not going to the Eastern Cape or the Northern Cape and staying within Cape Town, that we are still safe and adherent to the rules of the road?
Well, I do know that my colleagues do have massive operations in the city, because their resources are not allocated to us, because my job is obviously provincial roads and provincial traffic. So I know that they do have roadblocks. I myself was stopped at a roadblock recently in the city. So I know that they do increase it, because when you have an increased amount of people on the road, increased amount of vehicles, you need to increase visibility around it. So I know that they do have, but I'm not particularly clued up on exactly which roads. Obviously, they don't advertise it for obvious reasons. So, but on our side, we are on our major roads. We have an excessive deployment, but we need our partners, our road users, people using our roads to please do their part. It's a joint relationship. If we can work well together jointly, we can reduce crashes on our road.
Indeed. Ricardo, thank you very much. All the best to you and your team for this weekend. Ricardo McKenzie, MEC for Mobility in the Western Cape. Here's a voice note raising a concern about some of our behavior on the roads, not only over this weekend, but generally.
Africa, regarding the road deaths over the Easter weekend, I travel quite a lot on the road, and the one thing I see everybody doing, or a lot of people doing, is ignoring white lines. Solid white lines are there for a reason, because it's dangerous to overtake, but people ignore it entirely. And I'd love the MEC to discuss the statistics, if they can have them, of how many accidents are caused by the head-on collisions and so on, by people ignoring the white lines. I call them the white line killers, because if you cross a white line, a solid white line or double tram lines, you are a killer. So they should legislate more strenuously against people transgressing that particular law. Thanks. This is Glenn in the city.
Glenn, thank you very much. Sadly, I played your voice note after I'd said goodbye to the minister, but I don't imagine you would have had that data offhand. But that's an important issue that you are highlighting there. So many people blatantly and deliberately ignoring an instruction on the road, which is there's a solid white line, therefore you are not permitted to overtake for however long the stretch of that solid white line is. What else are you observing on the roads, by the way? What is our driving behavior? WhatsApp us, like Glenn did, to 072-567-1567, or you can call us on 021-446-0567.